You're wrong, sir. Are you leading or are you following?
2D for the intro. What's going down?
The way you zone out is impeccable.
Yeah.
Oh, you just play like you zone out.
Yeah.
You really here the whole time.
I think she be here.
I know it.
Yeah.
Tria in the building. Yes, sir.
All right, so Wayne.
Oh, yeah, that's his name.
Welcome to the podcast known as Too Deep for the Intro, where men come first.
You are ISO Wayne.
That's what they call me.
B. That's Wayne, what they call you from today on.
Like ISO Plus.
And your name, sir?
Wall Factual.
And your name, sir?
Y'all know who it is.
Why are you looking at me deep in my eyes?
Y'all know who it is. It's Fosse, who you came to see.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
God damn it.
Episode 70.
Do your numbers.
73.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What about
it? I called it cool, calm, collective, corny. It might be 72.
72.
Yeah. The Fosse's.
If they know, they know.
If they know, they know. If they know, they know.
Word.
And that's that. And this week, man, we got a guest again. We decided to bring her back, the resident.
Miss Drea.
Welcome, ma'am. Welcome.
Come on, man. She back up in here, man.
So happy you here.
Yeah.
So happy to be here.
Do we have time to talk about the debacle earlier or not?
Do we want
to
give it to them now or later?
Let's do it in the rants.
Let's get it in the rants.
Yeah, because they came to like, they got spoiled.
Yeah.
They're for us to just get to it probably.
Yeah, man. So with that being said, getting to it, we're going to go ahead and get to the bev, man. And I got a question for the table right now, man. How do you define a leader?
A leader is the man who knows, or the person that knows. The person that knows leads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how I define it.
Mm. What you got, Fosse?
I'm on the same thing. If you out here thinking,
you don't know.
How much thinking do you need to do before you know? And why would you lead into something
if you don't know?
If you don't know,
and if you thinking, because why you thinking? We getting shot the fuck up.
Why think when you can know?
Yeah,
thinking is only the absence of knowing.
Come on now.
So just know.
Say that again. And stop thinking. Is the absence
of knowing.
Yeah, so when you know, you should lead.
Yeah, ain't no time to think.
That's why when you're in a relationship, you need to know a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. If you don't know a lot of shit, you don't need to be in a relationship because women are going to expect you to be leading.
Mm.
And they expect you to lead because the man supposed to be knowing shit.
Uh-huh. At all times.
True. At all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, what you got on it?
At all the goddamn time.
No, go ahead, Jay. I agree. A man that knows is a good leader. Anybody who knows is a good leader, because, again, who has time to think? Mm. You think we going to die.
Word.
Okay.
What you think?
But go ahead. You should think in times of peace.
Get your rough draft but off there's a time to alone.
Think. Yeah, it is a time for thinking.
There's a time to think. But once you get that definition of what you know, then you have to
go forth.
This is why I think, while we're talking about thinking. Get your rough draft off by yourself. Then when you're with your woman, she should see only...
Okay, high school.
She should see only... I'm going somewhere with it, though.
I see you. Write your paper.
When you're with your woman, it's all final draft time. Every time you open your mouth, it should be already thought about. Don't be trying to come up with theories and... I was one... Do that shit on your own time. But when you're with your woman, it's final draft. And that's that.
That's that.
The five respect languages is adoration, one of them. Mm-hmm. And how you gonna get your woman to be adoring you is be having your final drafts up.
Okay.
Give it to him, man.
I just be looking like this, man. I just be looking like this, bro.
If y'all don't mind, man.
Is that how I look to you? Rough? I look rough, man. I thought I was glistening.
If y'all don't
think about earlier, I'm sorry.
If y'all don't mind, I'm gonna give y'all a couple of definitions that I looked up online.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did my Googles, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, see y'all can tell me if y'all did this aligns with what everything that y'all said, right? First definition that I got for a leader, right? Cause a person or an animal to go with one by holding them by the hand, a halter, a rope, etc., while moving forward. That was one of the first definitions that I found.
Of a leader?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Second one. Be a route or a means of access to a particular place or in a particular direction.
Okay.
All right. All right. And the last one, it was a couple more, but these were the three that I thought were interesting. And the last one is be in charge or command of.
Okay.
What do y'all think about them definitions?
The last one is on point. Read the first one again.
The first one. Cause to go with one by holding them by the hand, a halter, a rope, etc., while moving forward.
Yeah, that one sounds like a whole bunch of nothing.
Leading you.
No.
That would do.
It's pretty much dark, right?
Leading.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go
Let's
ahead.
Just say you're in the dark, right?
Uh-huh.
You can't see, but I can see. So I'm going to hold your hand,
uh-huh,
and I'm going to lead you to the light.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a leader. So basically, it's just a person in front of you because you can't see or whatever the case may
but
be.
But how are you seeing if we both in the dark?
Because my vision better than yours. You got I got 20/20, you got 20/65.
Or just better senses.
I don't think that's really the leader. Just,
or you already know the
we'll
way.
We'll be blind.
So
we both not, blind, really, though.
No, I'm not blind.
Because
you're in the dark
but
with
you
me.
Gotta understand.
But I can see
the leader already knows the path. He's not thinking about where they're going.
And he not from Urban Dictionary. He knows. He from real life shit.
He knows where he's
Don't ask
taking.
Me stuff. You're going to bring it up later.
So look, the one thing about I like all the definitions, right? The first one is interesting because
I like the first one.
Right?
It's when you are being the lead, right? You're the one that knows the direction,
mm-hmm,
but you also know no, do not go that way, go this way.
Correct.
You also elevating somebody, so you have
Jesus
to throw them that rope
for your sins.
You know what I'm saying? And you're taking them. You're taking the best way forward. You know what I'm saying? But you're also in command, in charge, and everything like that. You feel me? So I was just wondering what y'all thought about that, how y'all define the word leader, because from things that I've been seeing lately, I feel like there's something that's missing with some of these men out here, like not understanding
that
in the position that you are to be the leader of your household. You know, you decide to be leader of man at your job. Things of that nature.
I got a question for you, though. Does a true leader make followers, or does a true leader make other leaders?
Hold on.
A true leader makes other leaders.
What?
And the reason why I say this is most of the times, by example, if you are a great leader, you are inspiring people to be like.
I got you.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just take the household, for example, whatever. If you're the father, you have kids, you're the father, and let's just say, I'm going with your son in this example, whatever, right? And you're doing what you're supposed to do. You're taking care of the household. You're on your purpose. You're on your mission. You're following your vision and everything like that. And your son sees this day in and day out. 9 times out of 10, he's aspiring to be like you. And maybe even taking a step further, which means that you are creating the next leader of the next generation.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take it off of sons. Your daughter sees you doing everything that I just stated previously. Now she's looking for something out there that's similar to you. You know what I'm saying? And won't accept anything else. You know what I'm saying? So I would say that a leader, a great leader, creates more leaders. Right? Gotcha. Now, it doesn't mean that those that you create should be in that position, but we'll maybe discuss that a little bit later, though.
I think they creates both. Like, you would already have to have that spark. You're going to have that essence in you, and then you'll actually see it in fruition. So now, you know, if you don't know what a leader is, boom, you see a leader, and you're like, you're going to see something in him that you see in yourself.
Right.
And then you're going to be like, I can be like that.
Right.
Whereas another motherfucker can go see him and be like, I can never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a follower.
So the follower looks at the leader and like, I can never do that.
Yeah,
but I like what you're talking about. I'm going to follow him.
Yeah.
Then the leader looks at you.
Yeah,
leader and identify something in you.
Yeah, he's gonna like, follow you for a while, but he's gonna be like,
I can do my own thing. All I
need to do is learn what he knows
and do my own thing,
and I can do what he do,
but my own way.
Exactly.
I fuck with that.
But a follower gonna look at it and be like, I'll never be able to do that, but I like what the fuck he doing,
and I'm a support,
and I'm rolling. I'm rolling with old buddy because he owns some shit.
Yeah,
I fuck with that,
and he gonna lock in.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Where a leader, he gonna lock in for a little bit just to gain what he feels like he needs the game, and he gonna be like, appreciate you, and he gonna go ahead and do his own leader shit.
Right.
Cause that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It creates both.
Okay. Okay. I never thought about that way. I wasn't necessarily against them not creating followers, but I agree with you.
It's gonna be followers out here.
Yeah.
It's followers. It's followers.
Yeah. Off top. Yeah. But I'm saying the creation of followers. That's what I mean.
Some people don't even know.
Yeah.
Motherfucker don't even know they're a follower until they see an actual leader.
Leader.
A motherfucker just be rolling through life thinking they're like, hey, I'm the shit.
Yeah.
Till you actually see a nigga that's the shit. And he like, yeah, I'm not the fucking shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna follow this nigga.
So that was just a little bit of the Bev, man. You know what I'm saying? Kind of a precursor to what we got going on this episode. Y'all want to know what's going on this episode?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. They probably need
the menu then.
Yeah.
Let's get to it, man. That was a heavy bev.
I thought we was full into the episode.
Yeah, we not always going to get with the life stuff.
We giving them the shit.
Like, it's kind of been on my mind, man.
I saw Wayne.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Wayne.
Come on, man. This probably going to be an important one. You know what I'm saying? From my eyes.
Word.
Let's get to it, man. So, as again, we're going to run down this menu, and we're going to start off always with the appetizer. What we're going to be talking about in this appetizer, what women follow. I'm going to describe the type of man women follow, the type of man women want, and why they want these men.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to go to the meat and potatoes. For the meat and potatoes,
I'm stating,
you're wrong.
Why they wrong?
Cause they just wrong out here. they just wrong out here.
Yeah.
They doing too much out here. They doing the wrong thing and they not acting right out here, right? So what I got here is what we're gonna be discussing is the five reasons why a woman will not follow your lead.
Five reasons why a woman would not follow your lead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what we're gonna get into, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the dessert, I'm introducing a little something new.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
New is good.
Yeah, hold this L.
Hold this L. I fucks with it.
Yeah, hold this L.
Hold this L.
Hold this L.
New segment, right?
I'm looking forward to that.
So
shit.
I got a video.
I held the L this weekend.
Yeah, I got a video. I'm gonna share.
Held the L today.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hit the order button now. Somebody.
Where's the button?
Lord. Yeah.
Y'all won't even let B Wayne ISO.
I got a video of a man.
ISO plus.
That's catching the L. And if we got time, I might share a story of me catching one.
Oh, it's going to be good. Let's just go right to that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go right to that.
Hey, where's the rewind button?
Let's go right to that.
No, we're not doing
that. That sounds like a meat and potato to me.
No, not today.
You haul the L's.
It's not about me.
Not even meat. We got an actual. It's steak and potatoes tonight.
Yeah. Be wait, haul the L. I can't wait.
This ain't no mystery meat.
Nah.
This steak.
That's steak. That's T-bone.
So look, man. That's what we got.
That's asparagus and T-bone.
That's what we got going for y'all this episode, man. But before we can get to anything, man, I got to give you what you need. Not for any
I can't
comments,
wait for that.
Questions.
I'm hungry.
Concerns. Because I need help.
Uh-huh.
Y'all hit at the email and tell them that y'all can help me out. Full C. Give them the email.
That's going to be too deep for the intro. At Gmail, that's two.
The number.
D-E-E-P-4.
The number.
The D-A. intro, intro@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now,
let me do the dot, bro. Because it get me off guard kind of when you do the dot.
Why?
So you need the whole
thing. There ain't no why.
So you need the dot com.
Yeah, let me just do the whole thing.
I got you.
And hey, we build a ladder as we climb it.
Hey, man.
Come on now.
Sometimes it's rung by rung.
Yeah. That's it. So that's y'all it. Be all right.
That's it. That's
okay.
It.
A little right. Behind the scenes for y'all. You're welcome.
So.
Because we have to do it now. We already started it.
We in here.
Okay. What? It's okay.
So we're going to build. We've been building the universe. You know what I'm saying? And just, wow, just give it to him, man.
Yeah, that's too deep for the intro. .com. Yeah. You can get the articles over there. Uh-huh. This episode you listen to right now, you can get that over there. You can get merch, huh? We sipping on some nice cups that Dre been in mine herself, huh? We got the blade on them joints, how they black and they white, huh? We got the Crown Apple in them joints. I'm talking about the mugs that we sipping on.
Crown
we can get
Highlands.
Over there. Yeah, we can, you can get them over there at the merch store.
I think yes,
that's too deep for the intro.com. Every Sunday I'm dropping articles too.
Yes, sir.
In case I didn't say that. 100. So glad you asked me.
I know, right?
Yeah, so glad. 100.
That's great.
No doubt. 100
Where's
plus now.
Cup?
Don't worry about it. I got you.
It's coming.
I wasn't being rude. It's like, don't worry about it. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, don't worry about it. You ain't never getting one.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I got it. I got you.
No, you going to get one.
Yeah. Make sure.
Eventually. How many episodes?
This is 75.
Nope. Have you done?
Articles, you mean?
Yeah, articles.
100.
100.
I'm proud of you.
Out here.
Thank you. You really proud?
I am really proud of you,
okay,
black
bet.
Man.
All right, bet.
Great,
no doubt.
True.
Yeah, you got to
yes,
be great
sir.
Out here.
Sleeves off your shoulders.
So y'all, y'all make sure that y'all hit us up at the email and y'all
truthfully.
Become an alumni.
Come holler
by hitting us at the website, man. Check out them articles, man. They'll change your life.
Off.
You feel me? All right, man.
Weak.
Let's get to it, man.
Cut off me, pour more.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, bet.
All right. So we're here now. We at the appetizer, right? And what we got is what women follow. But before we get all the way up in there, man, I got a little clip just kind of talking about leadership. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So we're talking about what women follow.
Yeah.
As far as in men.
In men.
Okay. Okay, got you.
Why they will follow a man that's leading, the type of man that's out there, the qualities that they have, and the type of men that have these qualities. Okay?
I'm with you.
But before we get to that, let me just play this video for y'all real quick.
Of a leader is not about being in charge. It's about taking care of those in our charge. When we're junior, our only responsibility is to be good at our jobs. That's all we really have to do. And if you're good at your job, they'll promote you. And at some point, you'll get promoted to a position where we're now responsible for the people who do the job we used to do, but nobody shows us how to do that. We have to go through this transition of being responsible for the job and then turning into somebody who's now responsible for the people who are responsible for the job. We all have the capacity to be a leader. Doesn't mean everybody should be a leader. And it doesn't mean everybody wants to be a leader. And the reason is because it comes at great personal sacrifice. Remember, you're not in charge. You're responsible for those in your charge.
So I just want to bring that up, man, just so y'all play attention.
Mm-hmm.
That's another kind of view of what a leader really is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're responsible to the people that's in your charge. It comes a great sacrifice. Those are some of the key things that I took from it.
Yeah.
That's what women are looking for out here. And men, true leaders. All right. So, as I said, we're at the part where we talk about what women follow, right? These are qualities that I found.
That women follow.
Yeah. That come with the men.
Being a leader.
That are leaders, huh? We can discuss them to see what y'all like them or not, right? Number one, decisive.
A leader is decisive.
A leader is decisive. Mm-hmm.
Is there an indecisive leader, though? Can you be a leader and be indecisive?
Have you seen one?
Yes.
An indecisive leader?
I ain't say he a good leader. I'm just saying I've seen him.
And the key part that you said was...
Wasn't good.
Not a good leader.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Let's get to number two. He radiates positive energy. Okay. Can-do attitude. He knows what he's getting into is going to work, and it's going to benefit for everybody. All right? Number three, accountability.
That's my fault.
I'll take responsibility for this not going the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. So wait. Again, you're talking about the type of men women follow.
Yeah, these are the qualities that these
he's saying like, yo,
have.
That's on me.
That's on me.
You like a man that do that, Drea?
He say he fucked up.
Do you notice that? Yes. Do y'all acknowledge that?
Yes.
Or do y'all just get spoiled when this is a serious question here I'm asking, right? If I tell you I fucked up, do you appreciate that? Or do you just kind of like get spoiled in the fact that and get accustomed to the fact that I'm going to put everything on me and my fault and then you just shit on me?
I appreciate a man that says that I'm fucked, that he fucked up.
Why?
Because it shows accountability.
Is that going to open the door for you to show accountability? Are you looking at it like he doesn't have a problem saying he fucked up. So maybe I should also say I fucked up. Does that cross your mind as a woman ever?
It creates openness in a relationship, yes.
But
so it allows you to kind of sort of, in so many words, be yourself. So if you fucked up, if your man say, okay, baby, look, I'm sorry, I fucked up, this is X, Y, and Z, whoop-de-woo, then I feel like it should allow you to admit your fuck-ups, you're wrong, because you see that, okay, your man is, a lot of men, let's just say this, aren't just open off the jump. A lot of men aren't just open off the jump. Right, so for a man to just show accountability in his actions or his faults, it creates an openness. It creates a safe place. So it also creates a safe place for a woman, for her to say, "I fucked up." If that makes sense, she's okay with admitting to her man that I fucked up, and knowing that there's no judgment there. There ain't gonna be no. What do you call that?
Ain't gonna
be no, right. Or no tally marks or when you did this, you know, it ain't gonna be none of that. You fucked up, it's a lesson learned, okay, let's move forward. You know what I'm saying? And I believe when a man does that and give you that treatment, he expects that same treatment in return. You get what I'm saying?
True.
Okay. And the last thing I got as far as these qualities that these type of men that women want, these leaders, what they possess. They have expectations. They expect certain things of themselves, and they for damn sure gonna expect certain things out of those that's under their charge.
Truthfully.
You know what I'm saying? So if I, like, what's the example? If I have high standards, then I'm gonna need you to meet what I have going on.
But I think that's why a lot of women don't want to fuck with a man that got his shit together.
Yeah.
Because of the expectations.
Truthfully.
They can't. It's not they can't. They can. They don't want to.
But
you got expectations. They don't want to meet that. They know if I fuck with this bum, he ain't got no expectations. In fact, she's the one that having expectations for him.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. I think the problem is that I can't deal with him having expectations, because a lot of times those expectations might not align with the expectations that she have. And his expectations means that not only is he going to have to put in some work, but you probably going to have to put in some too.
A lot of work.
You know what I'm saying?
And then it's also, you can get with a woman and she might have expectations of you. She mm-hmm. might have expectations of you, mm-hmm. but her expectations could probably only be so high.
Mm.
She wants you to be like the manager of the fucking company.
Right.
But what if you know what I'm saying? When you're talking to somebody and you have delusions of grandeur and they think that you own some other shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But you speaking shit, and then once it gets to that point where they start seeing the shit, they not ready. Because they weren't thinking that you about to go to those type of levels. So a woman might want something of you, but what she wants of you might be a certain plateau that she's like, oh, I'll be happy once he gets to this level.
Right.
Right. But then what if you're not happy at that level?
Right.
Now you want more than that. So now
it's not me.
She was gonna be good right here.
Yeah.
Now she gotta, you gotta come with me.
Yeah.
Like I'm leading you somewhere you weren't expecting to fucking go.
You're gonna have to do better.
And they not ready for that.
I'm glad you brought that up, Fosse. Because these are the type of men, the ones that have all of these qualities, these are the type of men that you're going to find. Now, women like these. I'm going to get to you, Dre, and I'm going to see if you agree or whatever, right? And I got a couple of them. These are the ones that I personally, those qualities I found online. These are the ones I personally feel fit and have these qualities. Number one, business owners. Dudes is out here owning their own stuff, right? I think they possess all those qualities I stated before. Top level execs. What woman out here don't want a top level exec? Six figures, corner office, business car, company car, excuse me. You know what I'm saying? Might have his own firm somewhere if you're a doctor, you know what I'm saying? Own practice or something, own hours or whatever, you feel me? What women don't want that? Take your ad libs just for this show. The other one I got is a man that is able to provide what a woman wants. How do you even be able to provide for a woman what she wants if you're not out here taking care of business? You're not out here setting the mark, meeting the expectations. You know what I'm saying? Being accountable for slip-ups on the way. Okay? If you're not decisive in the moves that you're making out here. Okay? And then the other one I got, well, excuse me, all of these are desired by all women. That's the last thing I got of them. All of these type of guys are desired by all women. All.
The ones that are able to provide, top level exec, business owner. All women desire these kind of men.
Dre, we got a woman here.
Yeah, let's just ask a woman.
Yeah. Because the audacity of us, huh?
The audacity.
Because I already know women, though.
Yeah.
So do you?
Yeah, so it's just a...
That's strange.
It's just a... What they call it? Formality. It's a formality.
So what say you, Dre?
It's a gesture. it's kindness.
I believe that all of these that you have spoken about are men that are basically on their shit, that are basically men that on their P's, you know? Top level exec, business owners, able to provide. That means you own your purpose. So I believe that, yeah, you're right. All women do desire these type of men because they own a note. They own a business. They about business, you know, and they stand on that and they know how to conduct business. And not only that, if you know how to conduct business, you know how to run a business, you know how to run a home.
Let me tell you the ultimate reason why women follow these kind of men, or why women follow.
Don't say dick of money.
Nope, not gonna say that.
Thank you.
Wasn't gonna say that.
Got it. That just said.
Why women follow these kind of men that you listed, ISO Wayne, and why women
ISO Plus
follow decisive, positive energy men, men that's accountable, expectation.
Okay.
Why? Survival. Everything come down to a woman's survival. So if you can properly lead them, it means you can properly help them survive.
Wait a minute.
So all it come down to with the woman is survival.
Come on now.
That's why they need all this shit.
Come on now.
So ain't really shit?
You already answered the next question.
What you say?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, let me cook.
Go ahead.
Cook.
I'm done cooking though. Roast. Survival. It all come down to survival.
Boom.
So, you pretty much took the answer right out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to survival for a lot of women out here, even all, right? Because how
you said even what?
Even all.
All women?
Mm-hmm.
All women, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all they, mm-hmm. that's, it, but they don't, they're not coming to you like consciously thinking, this is why.
Oh, no.
They thinking they do this subconsciously.
Right.
It's in their nature to survive.
Right. So.
So let me get with the top, with a man that know where he going.
Right.
If you know where you're going, you a good leader, my chances of surviving is pretty good.
Right. Mm-hmm. So here's the other thing about it, right, is that you have all of these things. Women want that.
Mm-hmm.
For that reason that you gave, right?
Survival.
Survival. Now, the problem is you can't come half-stepping. If you're going to, to take your phrase, if you're going to be here, be here. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do it, do it.
Right.
You can't say you're a leader and be indecisive or anything like that. You can't say that you're a leader and you don't even know what you're going to wear the next day. Word to Fosse. You know what I'm saying?
Being unprofessional.
Yeah. It's certain ways you got to move. The reason why these women will follow these guys is because of some of the stuff we stated in previous seasons, but it's because they are on point at all times. There's no chinks in their armor. No woman can poke a hole in what they have going on. They almost want that man to see if they can poke a chink in his armor.
Wait.
I know it sounds confusing.
Yeah, go back. Wait a minute.
So, he might seem too perfect if he have all these things.
Okay. Too perfect.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the woman is like, man, he's perfect. He's the one or whatever.
Too good to be true.
But they're going to test.
Should test you. If you are who you say you are.
Come on now. It might sound crazy the way I said it. But it's not crazy.
It's right. They will shit test you. Somebody made an example of this. When you in the market of buying a new car, a wise man will test that car to its limit to see if that's the car they want to purchase.
Correct.
So when a woman is in the market of finding this leader or this man, mm-hmm. they're going to test you to see if you that man that she need to purchase.
Right.
So to speak.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing, and I got a video that I'm going to add along to it, though, right? Women want this thing, but it's a conundrum with them, right? A lot of them, they want it, but they don't want it.
Don't want what?
Leaders. They don't want the man to lead them. They don't want the man to let them know this is the way we're supposed to go.
Consciously, they don't want it.
What's that about?
You saying consciously?
They don't want the leader. Subconsciously, they want the leader.
Yes. I'm sorry. I thought when you said consciously, I was thinking so.
As far as they thinking, they don't think they want it, but their nature wants it.
Correct. Let me play this video because it speaks to it.
That's right, Drea.
I didn't say that you were wrong.
Comes to leading.
No, you didn't.
Being dominant and women following and being submissive. A lot of women want a guy to lead. You know, how often do you see girls on dating apps? For example, I don't know if you're on any dating apps, but you frequently say, at least I frequently see women saying they want a guy who's decisive. They want a guy who's plans the date, sets the date, sets the time. Meet me here at this time. Pick me up, all this stuff. A lot of girls will say, I don't know where I want to eat. They want a guy to make these sorts of decisions. They like that leadership. In men. However, some women are struggling with this, like when it comes to feminism and being told, like, you're a strong, independent woman, you don't need a man. But I think biologically, women want men to lead. But I think in today's society, a lot of women want men to lead, but they don't want to follow.
Want to lead, but don't want to follow.
That's crazy.
Come on now.
Come on, man. God damn, that's a conundrum right there, boy.
That's a conundrum. Right.
So I want you to lead me, but I ain't gonna follow you though. Mm. I don't want to follow you. Right. But I need a leader. I want you to teach me, but I won't be taught though.
Right. I want you to make the decisions,
but
I want it to align with
what I want to decide.
Right. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So you're getting this confusion out here, right?
Right.
And so now I believe that you have men that's like, well, she don't really want me to tell her what to do or direct in the way that we should go. She wants me to involve her.
Mm.
She wants me to
make allow a part her of a part of the decision making.
Yeah.
Murder.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a lie.
So with that being said, I'm ready to get to it.
Let's get to it, man.
What's up with it? Bless him.
I'm ready to get to the meat and potatoes with that being said.
Let's get to it.
Right?
I had some, but not
never mind. Because I've seen this stuff, right?
Yeah, never mind. I don't know what
the hell. So for the meat and potatoes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man that's thinking that they can go about it and let women get a little too involved in decisions and all that stuff
Let me say this.
What
though,
you got?
Where it's coming from.
What you got?
So if you don't know about the red pill or information like this, right?
Uh-huh.
It's been told to us as men
that
it's not good to be a leader because he's coming off controlling.
That is
It's working against us, like, right? What our natural thing to lead them, we're being told, hey, equal.
Right.
A woman have a just as much say as the man. And
right. Yeah.
They can
yeah.
do what the man can do and
right.
equal pay and toxic masculinity. Because I did this in my marriage and I fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, well, let me not be. It's easy for me to lead and it's easy for me to let you be a part of it too.
Right.
What do you want to eat?
Right.
What would you like to do this weekend?
Right.
Not knowing this is fucking me up.
Right.
Because nature, though, their nature don't want that.
Right.
But consciously, they're saying we want to be at the table.
Right.
This is why we having this problem right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have to disregard what the fuck they're saying and address their nature.
Correct.
Their nature is saying, lead me. Their mouth is saying, don't lead me. Fuck what their mouth is saying. Fuck what their conscience is saying. Only abide to their nature, which is lead them.
Correct.
Caveman shit.
And now here's the thing. Now, even
that's
though
right.
you did say
caveman. That's right. I see it.
Even though you did say caveman shit, here's a crazy
nothing
thing
really
about
changed,
it, right?
bro. Nothing changed.
The control and stuff?
Control them.
Okay, I get it. But here's the thing, right? Leadership is not
dictator.
He said that before I could get to it. Leading is not necessarily being an overtly dictator. It's almost covertly, if that makes any sense.
Like quietly.
Yeah.
Like, inadvertently.
Yeah. Dictate. Yeah,
to be a good leader,
yeah.
you don't want them to know
that you're
leading.
Yeah. yeah. Display it, don't say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't take you.
Because you can't let the you can't, you know the saying. Wait. I'm about to kill him. And then you can say it. Okay, hold on to that thought. Don't let the left hand know what the right hand. It's in the Bible. You know what that mean? Don't let her conscious know, huh? What the subconscious need to know. So yeah. you're fooling her consciousness by whatever the fuck, being not controlling or being equal, right? You coming off that way, but you really controlling as fuck because that's what her subconscious want.
Yeah.
That's what it needs.
I'll give y'all two things that'll go to how you can lead, but then subconsciously lead. Let's say you going somewhere with your, you know, wife, whatever. Let's just say it's your wife, your girlfriend, whatever. You're going with a female and you want to go one or two directions. You get what I'm saying? So you can either be like, hey, man, we're going to head this way. Or you can be like, hey, I heard there be a lot of shit going on that side of town. So I'm going to take you on this side of town. Even if she want to go on that side of town. You just tell her, I heard some people got shot over there a couple of weeks ago. We should head this way. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep.
So you get her going where you want her to go regardless. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And another way.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Hello.
Oh, no.
And that was a good one.
That first one was a good example, though.
Yeah, but the other one was better.
It's almost like a misdirect, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You misdirect, though. Yeah. The other one was better.
All right, man. So, look.
Damn.
With all that being said, man, these meat and potatoes is kind of inspired by what I've been seeing at the recent job site and everything like that, just to give y'all a couple of examples. I done seen a couple working up there. And the man cannot do his work because he's following his women around the job.
Huh? Not following.
Is that a leader?
Hell, I ain't a follower. You follow
another dude lost his job because his woman is working up there.
Oh, no.
Because she doing whatever the man flirting with her. Why is she up there with you? Sir, are you leading or are you following? Nah. So for the meat and potatoes, you're wrong. God damn it, you're wrong. Because you're not a leader out here.
Come on, Cleotis.
You know what I'm saying? So what I have here, what we're going to talk about is the five reasons why a woman won't follow you as a leader.
Mm.
Okay? Y'all ready for this?
We ready.
Before you start,
what you got? What's the deal, alumni? It's your boy Boosie Wayne, and I'm here on behalf of the fellas from 2D for the intro to let you know that we really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy week to listen to our podcast. Podcasts like this are only as great as those that support it. So right now, we're challenging all of you to pass this podcast on to a friend. If you find this podcast informative, entertaining, pass it to somebody who you feel will enjoy it, will get something from it, and become an alumni just like you. Again, share the podcast, whether it's episode by episode or sharing the whole page from Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcast from. Remember, we're as great as you make us, and we thank you for tuning in.
You as a man need to be paying attention to if your woman is following you. You don't even know your woman not following your fucking lead. Everything you're saying.
You do.
She arguing with you.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Ain't that what you call it?
You're wrong.
You're wrong. That's for one.
Yeah. You're going back and forth with her.
You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Huh? When you say jump, she need to say.
How high?
And you need to say, watch your head because you're going to the moon. Word to Martin.
Word to Martin.
Okay. Proceed, sir.
Let's get to it. All right. Mm-hmm. First of all, we're going to start off with number five. Mr. Indecisive. She come to you.
Yeah.
What you want to eat tonight?
That's top. That's at the top of problems, ain't it, right? Because I was there. I was super. I don't know. I wasn't even thinking of food right now. I'm looking like an idiot. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What you want?
What you want? Yeah.
You're wrong.
Yeah. You fucked up.
You're wrong.
Pussy drying up.
Just that quick. I was thinking about going to this movie. What do you think about it? I don't know how you feel.
Pussy dried up.
You're wrong.
Pussy dry by a million cuts.
Mm-hmm. I think we should invest in this timeshare property.
This the woman asking.
Well, I mean, it does sound like a good idea. Yeah. I mean, what you think? You're wrong.
You're wrong. Pussy dried up.
As soon as you say what you think, you're wrong. You don't know what you want to do, sir.
The pussy dry at that point because she came to you about some money.
How is she going to follow your
lead? It closed up.
When you double back on the question on her. Drea.
Oh, my.
If you deal with a guy that's indecisive, will you? No, not in the nose. That was hilarious. I'm sorry, I had to point that out.
I'll try to get that moment.
It's gonna fall.
Yeah. You dealing with a guy that's indecisive?
No.
I just didn't know this. I didn't know this was a problem when I was married. I didn't know.
Being indecisive?
Yeah.
I just didn't know. It's not even that a guy's being indecisive. It be that we trying to see what y'all really just motherfucking want.
It's not knowing that it's hurting you.
Yeah, because
exactly. Deducting points.
Because the thing is that if they're coming to you, right? Now, mind you, now in another episode.
They're saying, lead me.
In other episodes, exactly. we talked about we're the owner, that's the GM or whatever, right? Yeah. So as them being the GM, is you being the leader and relinquishing certain duties to them, certain decisions to them.
So basically telling me what I want.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if she comes to you for a thing that's as simple as what we going to eat tonight,
you need to have an answer.
You need to have an answer.
At least options. I say have the answer, but at least options.
Well, baby, we ain't had tacos in a while. I know you like tacos.
I wouldn't even do that.
I just said don't worry about it. I got you.
That's what I'm saying.
That's it.
That should be it, right?
That's pull all.
Up. But I'm saying.
And pull up.
Yeah. That should
pull up
be
what?
It.
Don't pull up. You wherever, already there.
Wherever y'all going to
go.
Yet.
Word.
Yeah. That's
word.
It.
I fucks with it.
I'm saying for those that can't do that, at the very least, when she hits you with, well, what you want to eat? Popeyes, McDonald's, Olive Garden. We going to one of those. You better figure it out. Right? And then pull up.
I got a better thing, though. Because you know your woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're making your plan for the day,
mm-hmm.
I already know what you're going to eat for dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I already have that in your agenda.
Yeah. Because she's going to ask.
Because she's going to ask. Let's just already put the mental energy into it.
Yeah.
Like, so queen treatment.
Say it again.
Queen treatment.
queen
it's already,
treatment?
Basically, it's already prepared for you, right? So I don't have to do no thinking. I don't have to do no guessing. Yeah, yeah. My man already got that.
Yeah.
So all I got to do is come sit down.
Not that, it, all you got to do is sit down.
And that plate it. On that platter with that cover going.
That's that.
And if you complain, too bad, so sad.
I ain't going to complain.
Because this is what I would say, too. If you're worried about it. This is what I would say at the very beginning. If you're worried about looking like a dictator, tell your woman, hey, if at any point you want to interject about what you want to eat, where you want to go this over the weekend, is something you want to do, say so. If not, I'm going to plan it. That's her invite.
Right there.
The seasoning salt.
Right there. That's it.
That's it, right?
That's it.
Because that's let her know I'm not a dictator, but I'm going to move forward.
Yeah.
But if at any time you want to say something, this is a place where you can feel safe to do so. But if not, I'm going to keep moving forward.
All right. That's mm-hmm. it. That's mm-hmm. it. And mm-hmm. I want y'all to pay attention to that. We're just talking about the simplest of things.
Yeah.
And what you got to do. Imagine.
It's simple for you as the owner.
Yeah.
Yeah. He ain't lying.
Yeah. So imagine things that's not even involving food.
Run be decisive. Bath water?
What?
I'm going to the next one.
Let me go on to the next one. Number four. Mr. IDC.
You AKA okay?
Mr. I don't care. What do I mean by this?
What do you mean, sir?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She hits you with, well, I was thinking about going over to the mall and maybe picking up a few things. What do you think about doing that for the weekend? I don't care.
Because that work husband, he care.
He care. You're wrong.
You're wrong.
Either say, nah, we're not going to the mall.
Or?
Yes, let's go. It was some shoes I want to pick up anyway.
And that go back to number five being decisive.
Exactly.
Word.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to know what you know. We talked about this earlier. Fosse said it as far as his definition as being a leader. You know what I'm saying? You can't be lollygagging and lackadaisical with your answers and
so
stuff like that.
You
I don't care.
Your woman.
Yeah. I don't care. Come on. They want you to care anyway.
When you know she see them pair of shoes and all those that she been eyeing all the goddamn time.
Come on now. And then, I get it. Look,
I get it. I super get it.
I get it.
Like, you got comfortable.
Things you don't you hit the finish. Right?
You got. I'm gonna add on. You got married. You hit the finish line.
You
thought you could put your foot up.
You thought you could put it up in the lazy boy.
Hey, the lights are on. The rent paid. Hey, the babies are fed. I don't care, babe. That's the least of your problem. No, that's the biggest of your problem. Because it's the small fires that's gonna burn the house down.
Exactly.
Word.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're wrong out here.
That's why you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Let's
cooking.
Let's go.
ISO Wayne.
To number three.
ISO Plus.
Nope. Stop it. Number three. Mr. I care too much.
Damn, they can't. Wait.
That's yes. Smothering. I was with you.
I was with you for five and four.
That's right.
I don't care now they care too much.
I care too much.
Okay, huh? Explain it.
Baby, are you okay? You doing all right?
Smothering
Do you
behavior.
Need me to help? Do you want me to do this? You got it? Are you good? Huh?
That was
do you want me to come up there?
He on low silk.
Do you want me? What?
It's one of those niggas. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every 5 minutes you asking her about her. If you always asking her about what she got going on.
What you got
how
going
you,
on?
Thank you, ma'am. How you on your purpose? How you following your vision? How you on your mission? Huh? How are you slaying bears out here? How are you setting traps for the lions that's supposed to come? How are you doing this if you go back in the bedroom every 5 minutes? You good? Huh?
You're wrong.
You're wrong, sir. You are wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be that guy. Don't be Mr. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
And don't be the care too much.
Don't be the care too much. You know what I'm saying? If y'all need, I get it. There's some people in the corner that's listening to you at the job, and you probably looking at your earbuds like, what are you talking about?
I
can't care, but I shouldn't care too much. You want me to put a percentage on it, huh? Huh? Let's do about 45. Huh? 45 should be just enough caring.
How about 30?
Hey, I didn't want to go that low, but.
I'm going to go that low.
You want your man 30. To care 30%?
Mm-hmm.
Just enough to let her know.
And handle business 70%.
You need to let her know just enough that.
Because if you're all up on me, right? Like you said, if you're all up on me, like just really, I feel like women just want you to just interact with them just for a period of the day, right? Yeah, when they really when they wake up in the morning, you know, just say your woman got
that's
a 9 to 5.
That's the best time to interact with you in the morning?
No, I'm just saying.
No, I'm asking.
There are periods. So here go your 30%. Your 10% is in the morning, right? Baby, you good? Cook your breakfast. Your other 10% is the middle of the day. Let's just say your wife got a 9 to 5, okay? Your girl, whoever. We gonna interact then. Hey, I'm just checking on you. How your day going? Boo, 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 boo. Then you got the end of the day. Here go your another 10%. We gonna break it down to you. That 10% is, how was your day? You need anything? What you want for dinner? Matter of fact, I already ordered dinner. We good? Woof de woo. Blah, blah, blah. That's your 30% right there. We don't need you to care every day. I mean, surely our brain must.
I got a question though.
Yes.
Dick.
What about dick? We're not talking about dick. We're talking about caring.
That's why I say I have a question.
Go ahead.
I ain't talked to you all day.
Mm-hmm.
Day go by. Huh? Mm-hmm. Nighttime come. Mm-hmm. Lay the pipe on you. That's 30% good. I ain't got to speak to you.
You show me that you care, that you miss me.
So dick can cover 30%.
Dick can cover probably 100, depending on our day. Because all dick. I need to do is make it back home to my baby, and he going to make it a eye.
It don't take much, fam. Drea is absolutely right as far as it don't take much. Hell,
thank you, Lord, I'm home.
You ain't even
Hallelujah.
Got to do the morning thing. Because mm-hmm. if you on your shit, a lot of times you up before her anyway, so you ain't got that time. So you know what you do, how you make up that 10? If just taking Drea's example or whatever.
Just go and give it to me.
Why you
nice.
Pipe her down.
Give her the pipe. Or why you trying to rub your feet, let her get a story, y'all. It don't take much to let her get a story, y'all, fam. They going to come home every day with a story.
With a story about somebody.
What industry
somebody
they work
Somebody done
in.
Pissed me out today.
They going to come home with a story.
They got a story.
Yeah.
They always got a story.
Let them get that story, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
I don't be having no stories.
And it make me feel better.
I don't talk to niggas at work.
That's it. We don't be caring. Work is work. Home is home.
I got shit to do.
And that's it. Let's get to number
the
two.
The longest man. I ever stopped at my job was with B-Wade was working with me.
Yeah,
I don't have no motherfucking time for these niggas at the job.
Yeah, we was chopping it up. I ain't gonna lie to you. I would stop the nigga. Yeah. All right, man, let's get to number two.
Ooh.
Mr.
I ain't got time for these niggas.
Male Blanket.
What is that?
Remember how I talked about earlier that it was like two different couples, examples of the job?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't work with your woman. What? Let me be more specific.
Don't
right?
work where you
worst
should.
Worst day of right? my life.
Let me be more specific. If you as a man are working for somebody, you shouldn't work with your woman. Now, if you have a business
and she working for you
and she's helping you, that's fine. You know why that's fine? Why that's different? She ain't gonna have time to be sitting there chit chatting with you and wanting you to be up under around her all the time, sharing lunches and shit like that. She know for a fact because she know your schedule. Oh, he got a meeting at 10. He got to go run over here. Yeah. He got another meeting at 2.
He got shit.
I'll catch him when it's time to go home. But if you working for somebody else,
you got the same schedule.
Y'all do not need
to work together.
To work together.
Cause why you late to lunch?
You
I seen
not,
you watching that big booty asshole.
You do not need to be at every
But you knew that booty was big, too.
That woman go to.
And you was watching it also.
Your only friends shouldn't be the friends that you got through her.
Ooh. That's
Come on
true.
Now. That is true.
That's
Come on
true.
Now.
That's fucking fact.
That's true.
Am I talking crazy or not?
No, you good. No, that's you true. For real. Because why my friends your friends? All right. But that works both ways too.
When she moves, you shouldn't move.
Correct.
All right. Everything that she does doesn't mean that you have to do it. And I'm gonna say vice versa. Nigga, get you some time. I'm sorry I said the N-word, but get you some time, nigga.
Yeah. It'd
get
be
you
hard.
A game room.
Maybe hard not to say the N-word sometimes.
Yeah, dude. Get out the house. Without her.
Because it's not a bad word for us, though. We should really talk about that one episode.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Yeah, another episode.
We'll get to it. Don't be a male blanket out here smothering her. Drea.
Smother.
Do you want a man that's on you 24/7, 365?
Oh, man, then how are you going to provide?
Yeah, she said 30%, so damn sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, correct. Like exactly. 70% of that time you're supposed to be...
Which goes to that.
Oh my bad.
That was aggressive. Take his Drake. Take
you gotta have a minute.
You
want to
take everybody's Drake?
Yeah, but him down.
That was aggressive.
No, that was violent. I mean,
so
true,
we
like,
should be aggressive by Halle Bennett.
Some people say like 50%, but we don't want half your day because the reason why we don't want 50%, well, the reason why I don't want 50% because you only have 50% left. There's 24 hours in a day. So if I take 12 of those hours, that means you either going to work from 6 to noon or from noon to 6. Yeah, I said that right. Right? So you really don't have that much time. So I'm just going to take a little bit and you can have the rest because you can do more if I just get a little. Because I know that if you do more, then I can gain a lot.
You want me to give you a time? If we go on the 24-hour route?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They only need about 3 or 4 hours.
That's it. That's 30%.
That's at the most.
That's it.
You shouldn't
watch
probably do
one
that
good
much.
Episode
of you
him.
In a day?
Yes.
That's
at the most, though.
And listen, if that 30% is more than sex, we're good for the rest of the day.
Imagine a giving a two
well,
sessions
I'll be
and then
I have a question, though. I have a question for Dre.
Go ahead.
Because you're at number one, right?
I'm finna get to number one.
Question. Would you be all right being in a polygamous relationship?
What's a polygamy? Oh, with another woman? Like a whole bunch of them? No,
two. I just said one.
That's a lot. That's too much. I don't
share. No, one other woman.
I don't share.
I'm just going to your
I'm
logic.
Selfish.
Hold on. Wait. Just hear my logic real
okay.
quick.
Okay.
You're with a man. You only need so much time.
Mm-hmm.
He's a master in industry.
Right.
Kind of guy. Mm-hmm. You only need so much time from him. You said 30%. Mm-hmm. He need a little more time from you, which you can't give him because you got your own shit going on. But he can get 20% more from another woman.
Would you consider that?
Would you consider that? Now, he taking care of you. You don't even, he not going to embarrass you. No stupid shit. Right. Mm-hmm. But he just take, he got enough money to take care of you and this other woman.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all, he not cheating because he letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with that? Because I need more time from a woman. I need more attention from a woman than you can give me because you have more shit going on. Are you okay with that?
Okay, so this is where I believe in compromise and sacrifice, right? Because if my man, I don't share. I'm very selfish with the dick. I'm sorry. I'm very selfish with people. So if I desire 30% and you desire 50, I believe this is when I do the sacrifice and I give you your 50 versus I give you 30 and then you go find somebody else to give you 20. Because then I feel like it's okay if I ever need more for me to go out and get another percentage of what I need. And I know that you won't like that. So therefore, let me go ahead and sacrifice what I need or what you need to give you whatever it is that you desire. If you desire 50, then cool.
But
I'll give you your 50.
But what if that 20% is taken away from what you're trying to do, though?
We're going
to
be okay.
So you'd rather lose that?
No, because I believe this is just me, right? Because I believe that women don't necessarily lose because we also learn how to multitask and to find ways to make up the shit that we lost. We ain't dumb. We ain't stupid. And I am talking about water. I am sorry, but we don't do that. So we learn how to sacrifice these things and then make it up at the end, right? So whatever it is that a man or anybody else may feel like we lost, we know how to make that up. Okay, so if my man desires 50%, there's 24 hours in the day, that's half the day, that's 6 hours. So I learned how to break that shit down to where I need to take care of my business, the way I need to take care of, and then turn around and take care of my man.
Gotcha.
Good thing right there, man. That's all right.
I fuss with it.
All right, man. So again, we was talking about the 5 reasons why a woman won't follow your lead. We are finally at number one.
And why you're wrong.
And this is why you're wrong. All of these is why you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. The number one reason why a woman won't follow your lead, you're Mr. Trendsetter.
A copycat.
Never.
Explain that, sir.
You never blaze your own path.
Mm.
You never want to go out there and do something different from the crowd. You always want to follow. You follow your woman. You follow your homeboys. You followed your mama. You followed your daddy.
I'm the titty.
Who also was a follower.
Damn, and not daddy.
You
daddy
follow.
Was a follower.
That's right.
That's right.
Follow at the job. You follow outside the job.
You don't do anything except eat, sleep, shit, and repeat. You ain't working on your purpose. You're not working on your mission. You're not following your vision. Your woman is your vision. You're not setting any trends.
Nope.
You're following the script of blame out here. You're not a trendsetter, sir.
Just not.
Do better.
Do better.
You're wrong. And that's that.
That's that.
All right, so Wayne, what say y'all?
I so
what
you got? Go for you, Wayne.
And then you also have these kind of men that go on to this trendsetter thing. They have these kind of men that know how to stand next to men that's shining to steal your light.
Ah.
To make themselves
shine. But they have no balls.
Seem bigger than what they have going
on. They have
on.
No balls. They never put any kind of skin in the game. They don't risk anything. They just know how to put themselves around men that's shining already. Those men go undetected.
That's it.
But to the woman, they see through it too.
That's it.
That woman will see through it.
That's it.
Why you don't go do your own thing? Constantly trying to get him to do his own thing, but he a light thief. Now, that's what he do.
So let me tell you this, because everything you said is true. But let me speak to this trendsetting thing, right? Because y'all might hear this word and might think about it in a certain way, maybe music or stuff like that. But it's not just that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about you. Walt kind of said the word and what he was just describing as those light thieves, right? They're not willing to take the risk. I'm across the table from my homie 4C that has created his own business out here. He took the risk. He jumped out and pursued something.
Am I?
This pod that we have created here is us taking a risk to go out here and give you the information that you need. Me and Walt Factual and 4C, right, have done things in other fields, entertainment and stuff like that, right? It's a risk to even put yourself out there in the hopes of, right? But how do you know if you're going to be successful in something if you're not able to take that risk? Trendsetters take risks.
And we giving them the motherfucking tutelage. I told them, I don't know if this is the one. But regardless, I told y'all how to manifest, right?
This ain't the one.
I don't give a fuck. They need it now.
Okay.
They need it fucking now. I tried the motherfucking way. I told y'all how to manifest. And I told y'all how to keep your time. And I told y'all how to have your load out to make sure your time is on point. And I done told y'all how to fucking manifest. And so I'm going to give y'all a story of how manifestation motherfucking culminates into some real world motherfucking shit. Now listen.
Wait.
Shut up now. Shut up now. So, I told y'all, I started the business.
Wait, can we hold on for the story?
We need to hold on. Yeah, let's get the shit out the way.
Yeah, can we let ISO B Wade?
Y'all motherfucking listen, guys.
Can we let B Wade ISO?
I told y'all, y'all gotta want it.
Can we wait?
Y'all gotta fucking want it.
Don't tell him the story.
All right, go
no
ahead.
Story time at the
so
end.
Good,
no story.
Fuck you.
Save us.
So let's walk factual. If you help me out, man, we'll run down these five real quick and then we can
no
get
story.
To the
fuck you.
No story.
Let's get to the five. All right,
let's
get
no story, dog.
Let's get to the five. Let's do it. Go ahead.
Let's run down the five real quick and then we can go ahead and get to the dessert, man. If you help me out, Walt Factual.
Okay, you got Mr. Indecisive.
Number four.
Mr. IDC.
I don't care.
Thank you, ma'am.
Number three.
Mr. Care. Too much.
You're smothering me.
Number two.
Mr. Male motherfucking blanket.
You're still
and number
smothering
one,
me.
Drum roll, please. Mr. Trendsetter.
Nigga,
never.
You don't know how to be yourself.
Anything y'all have to say on this before we get up out of here, man?
No, I concur with all
great,
of it, man.
Great show. That's all I can say.
It's all beautiful, man.
So I guess with that being said, since y'all are all in agreement, we can get to the dessert, huh?
Yeah, let's do that thing.
All right, we got a new segment in the dessert part of the show, man.
Is it pound cake?
Hold this L.
Hold this L. Mm-hmm. New segment.
Mm-hmm. New segment, right? So just for y'all that don't know, holding the L is you just coming up short in a lot of different ways. It could be any kind of way, but you lost. When I say L, that's a loss out there. You know what I'm saying? So
Or a lesson.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I'm going to give you an example. This
just
is a skit
how
now.
You want to take that L.
I'm going to give you an example of somebody potentially catching the L. Now, this, I'm going to set it up. This is a skit from Big Jai off of YouTube. Right, this particular skit, this guy is delivering food to this woman. It just so happens that this woman is his ex. And the guy's like, well, damn, you got me coming out here. You're doing this on purpose and everything like that because you want me. That's the only reason why you keep on ordering this food and everything like that. This particular part of the clip is the last time he goes over there to order the food. And this is what happened. Mm-hmm.
You trying to get me back, I understand. You got the hot pink on, you got the hips out on pokey, you know that's my color. If you want me back, you say you want me back, you don't gotta hide it through the food.
First of all, don't nobody want you back.
She lied.
Been there, done that, no thanks.
Yeah, okay, why you keep ordering the same thing? You know my schedule now, I think you're doing it on purpose.
I'm not doing nothing on purpose. I actually really like this food and they keep sending your tired ass out to give it to me.
Okay. Because you want me to give it to you. I get it.
Oh, my God.
Just admit it. You want the meat back? Just ask for it.
Why do they want your meat?
You know I was coming with the food, so you got yammed up and yammed out for me. Just admit it, girl.
There is nothing to admit. I don't want you. Been there, done that. No, thank you.
Babe, who are you talking to?
Nobody important.
Damn.
Oh, Lord.
Now, that's
the
family video.
Anyway. Lord.
Lord. The end of the video, the man comes out, and it ends up being the work husband.
Mm. Wow.
The one she claimed she wasn't with in the first place.
Hold that L.
Hold that L.
Yo, you got to hold that. Especially if you know.
The one that favored you. But the only reason why you with him is because.
And then you think that
you wasn't doing what he wanted you to do.
Hold that L.
God damn.
And then you think that she calling you over there.
Yeah.
And you thought that she wanted.
But she got the work husband, not a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Hold that L. Yeah. At the top of the show, I said I had a story.
Go ahead.
L's come in different ways, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Numerous. I'm going to go ahead and give my little story, right?
Bless your heart.
For the guys out here, man, you always have, like, maybe somebody that you want to fuck with, and you try to want them to see you in the best light or something like that or whatever, right? Now, mind you, whether you single or not, you really shouldn't want any woman to see you in your worst. You know what I'm saying? Like, clothing-wise or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to exclude Dre because she family or whatever, so she probably have seen me look crazy out here, but that's one of the rare few, okay? She ain't got to speak to that. You know what I'm saying? Here's my story, though.
Go ahead.
It was a beautiful afternoon. I just picked up my oldest daughter.
The afternoon was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Okay.
I stepped out the house. It was an off day for me. I stepped out the house. Just decided to step out however I did. Right? Hair wasn't cut. I didn't have no hat on.
So no haircut on a beautiful afternoon.
Beard looking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
So the beard crazy.
Just looking like a regular dad.
Like a regular dad with my baby.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On a beautiful afternoon.
We're going to the grocery store.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the afternoon was beautiful.
Okay.
Basketball shorts, white tee.
And coming up out of the store, getting ready to ring out. You know what I'm saying? I do as I usually do when we at the self-checkout. I look around, you know what I'm saying? Making sure ain't no intruders or nothing just popping up behind me. I don't want you behind me.
At the store.
At the store.
That's how I move. I always make sure.
Yeah.
Ain't no, I got to do my John Wick.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, word.
And when I do a double take.
Double take.
I see somebody that I knew.
You knew them.
Okay.
Yeah, I knew them.
When you took a double.
Then I looked back again. And she was like, yeah, it's me.
Oh. It was she old, gave me that head nod?
It was an old friend.
Old friend.
Right? Now, mind you now, I'm married.
You married.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all done said it before. I love my wife.
You love your wife.
Got two beautiful daughters, all that good stuff. And she seen me, and she was like, hey, we caught up real quick. And instantly, I was ready to get up out of there.
Why is that?
Because she saw me in my worst.
You weren't happy.
You weren't looking self-made that day.
I wasn't looking self-made.
didn't have your revenge body going on.
Now, I asked my brother, Walt Factual. What is that?
You know, look, don't worry about it.
I'm looking crazy out here.
Basically.
Now, I asked my brother, Walt Factual. I told him the story.
Oh, you didn't have your revenge body.
Yeah,
didn't, right. Didn't so you know you're not A1. You know.
Like, damn, I fucked up because how you look like that.
But don't worry, I'm gonna catch you again.
Right, I got you. Right. And caught me wrong still. So I told my brother Walt Factual about this. Mm-hmm. I ain't put it in the group chat because I was like, I don't need everybody to know.
Yeah.
And I asked Walt Factual. I was like, hey, this is what happened. Uh-huh. And this is who saw me. And you know, what do you think about it?
Yeah,
you told me what?
Hold this L.
I had to hold it. Because the audacity of me to not be prepared when I'm outside.
Because that's when they catch you.
That's when they catch me. Now, mind you now, this ain't me saying that I was looking to do something. My wife's friend's right here, so she know better. I ain't doing that, but I'm saying this to say that you going to catch an L every now and then. Do your best.
Always go out at your best.
If you saying that you're a leader out here, you got to be at your best out here.
Wait a minute!
That's the last story I'm going to share for a while. Because I had to hold that ass.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
But wait, I, it's no disrespect.
What?
But was she at her best too?
Does it matter?
It do.
If the woman is at her best?
It don't matter if y'all at y'all best.
No.
What does a woman at her best mean to us?
Because listen,
we like y'all not at y'all best because that make y'all more approachable.
No, but this is what I'm saying, right? If a woman, and I'm going to say this because I know how you are, right? Mm-hmm. So if any woman has ever left you or done you wrong, whooped you, I would say that they took that L, right?
Right.
So
that's because you know him.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but.
But she
in the
knows,
grand scheme.
But she knows him too, right?
But not so, like that. Not like probably like how you know him. For her to be like,
right.
Damn, I took a L.
Nigga, if you see me, you gonna know you took this L, okay? Regardless. But again, so the reason why I'm asking is because us as women be like, you got a kid. Our mind gonna think, all right, we know how you are in the first place. So I know automatically you're a good father.
Mm-hmm.
You being a good father tells me that you provide.
Mm.
Me knowing how you were says that, damn, I know this nigga got his shit together. Fuck, he might be looking a little rough. But if she was looking rough, then in my mind I'd be like, damn, I can't believe I came in this goddamn store with his bonnet on. This nigga's here with his kid. He gonna think I ain't shit. I'm at the bottom of the bed. I'm done fucked up. You know what I'm saying? This is just a woman's mentality, right? When we run into a person that, if we see like, in our minds, like, I dodged the ball, but then we turn around and we be like, damn, I fucked up. That nigga was really a good ass motherfucking nigga.
So let me flip the situation just a little bit, because it's good and then we can get up out of here, right? Okay, I kind of get that point. I kind of get it, right? Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that I was still single out here, though.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw me the way I was. Does it still matter what she has on?
Yeah, it still matter how she look. Because it from a woman's perspective, it's like, hey, how you doing? We gonna shoot small talk and or... Wait.
Go ahead. Finish.
We gonna shoot small talk and or we might be like, hey, what you got going on?
Yeah.
Me. This is just me, right?
Yeah.
Now it's just you.
I'm finna grill.
This is general.
Because this is what I'm gonna say, right? A lot of times, the reason why it don't matter what she have going on, and I'm gonna ask you as a woman, have you just did your little store run, just put on whatever, and not got hollered at? Exactly.
Tell the truth.
Exactly. She ain't got to tell the truth.
Hold on.
She ain't got to tell the truth. She done got hollered at when she was in her sweatpants.
Because we don't care. More approachable.
She done got hollered at.
Let me tell y'all something.
She done got hollered at when she came out of the gym.
Fam. Wait. Cut the music off. Cut it off. Most of the time, my homegirls, they tell me, they be like, hey, yo, what facts for? I be like, yo, what's good? Huh? They be like, how come men like to talk to me when I be looking bummy, but then when I'm made up, nobody won't say nothing to me?
Because you're fake.
No. Cause y'all more approachable when y'all look bummy. I'm like, oh shit, she got the bonnet on. Fam, listen, you got the bonnet on. I see what you're working with, but look at her. I could introduce her to something new. My confidence, you stroke my ego when you bummy. Bottom line.
And regardless, at the end of the day, I want to get what I'm going to look at every day.
That's a good point, too.
I'm not thinking that.
No, you're not thinking that, but I'm just
subconsciously me.
I know you're not thinking that.
Yeah.
I know you're not thinking that, but you're thinking that.
Subconsciously, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes.
It speaks to my subconscious, maybe. Oh, that's how she look every day on Tuesday.
No, think about
this,
it like this.
Is this her grocery store self? Yeah.
Okay, she cute. I like her with no makeup and...
What's she doing? What's she doing? Y'all, Friday night, y'all ain't going out nowhere. Y'all this is how she look. Home and y'all gonna watch movies?
This is how she look.
She gonna have that same fucking bonnet on.
She got loose sweats on, fam.
This is how she look regular.
You still see that thing poking. And subconsciously, you're gonna be like, I can just imagine what it's gonna look like.
Ain't no jeans holding it up.
Ain't no jeans
holding it up.
Subconscious, right?
Yeah.
That shit about
to
be crazy.
So it speaks to our nature when they bum.
That shit gonna be fantastical.
Yeah.
That's how you.
But us, on the other hand, we got to be on point.
Yeah.
Oh, we got.
And
we can't afford to be bummy out here.
I'll take it a step further. Then we finna get up out of here. It's a video that was circulating about maybe 2 months ago or whatever. Dude was like casual fly or whatever. Polo Ralph Lauren.
You talking about Unk?
Yeah. Polo Ralph Lauren, nice jeans.
I ain't fresh?
Yeah. And the girl was like, no, you not fresh. And I'm looking like, nigga, I throw that on for a day party. Like,
that was
the
nigga I looked up to when I was younger.
Yeah.
I was just like old buddy. And now he part of LRG Clothing.
Yeah.
He got sponsored by the niggas.
Yeah. Good for him because, fam, you. It matters. What the man has on, and whether it's a new man or it's an old man.
But it don't matter with the woman.
To a man.
Because it speak more to wifey.
It don't even matter when it's the man. Even when you fresh, you not fresh. You got to be exactly going on in the
like
area.
Like what she want. Yeah.
Like they told her, buddy, you weren't fresh. He had like some khakis on.
I saw
He had some New Balances.
I saw it.
Dude, was fresh. Are you... Was he not fresh?
I think he was clean.
I just think it's
something
else. I think
he was clean, right?
Yeah, he was clean.
But from a woman's perspective, though, like, I just feel like if
I run women, because y'all need to see.
They put him up in pictures of, like, Lil Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty and how them motherfuckers dress.
Yeah.
It depends on age bracket, too.
Lil Uzi Vert and all these other motherfuckers.
It depends on how old they are. You just got to step on. That's what you think is dope, you got to be that when you step out.
Yeah. Be a trendsetter out here. And I ain't talking about clothes, but I'm just saying, like,
whatever
if they don't like it, somebody going to like it.
What you said, for the two that don't like you, three gonna fuck with you.
Three going to fuck with you.
And you got to like what the fuck you got on. You can't be worried about another.
Let's get up out of here, man.
Hey, and y'all got any rants, anything like that? If not, I'm going to play my little. I'm going to cash the check. Y'all got anything?
Or run the check.
You know what I'm saying?
Run the check. Fuck it.
And then I'm finna I get to this black screen if y'all ain't got anything.
No, I ain't got nothing, fam. Good show. ISO Wayne.
Good show.
ISO Plus.
All right. We'll play this real quick and we can get up out of here, man.
I'm gonna ask you what the plus mean off air.
A little bit of me, you know what I'm saying?
Look at that.
Go ask you.
Do what?
Go ask you.
We in the Look it up,
yeah.
No.
Like
I don't know what it's
Monday night, something green. Holy things that be heavy on my mind when I be rolling clean.
No, not the cheers.
Rocks and green.
Always.
See the diamonds in my chain. You ain't gotta know my name. To come suck me up.
Y'all telling people who
it is. It's you, Wade.
It's me, man. Come on.
It's you, Wade. What time for me, Wade ISO?
I had to do it for the greatest part in the world.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, exclusive motherfucker.
Just like that, we're finna get up out of it, man.
Just like that. Come on, man.
Hey, and with that said.
And with that said,
could have been anywhere else in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
But
you're here with us.
So and for that,
we appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Wall Factual.
Yes, sir.
4C to the alumni that been here since forever.
Ooh.
What is your profession?
I'm a dog. A wolf.
Let's get up out of here, man.
You're lucky. We ain't talking about that debacle.
Oh, shit. Meet me in Puerto Rico. I did forget about it.
That debacle Ms. Drea put us through. Put me through.
Go ahead and talk about it.
Puerto Rico.
Nah, be out of here now.
Go ahead and talk about it. It ain't too late.
Nah, not Puerto Rico.
When are we going to Puerto Rico?
Go ahead and talk about it.
I'm trying to go to Puerto Rico.
Let's talk about it. I'm a stomach guy. Go ahead and talk about it. Talk all that shit. Talk about it.